Hi, and welcome to the Eternal Peace Retirement Home, where age is just a number. Are you here to see one of our guests?
I got an appointment with the director.
Oh, she's expecting you. Just go through the door over there, please.
Thanks.
Come in.
Please sit down, Mr. Baldini.
Thanks. So, how's my mother?
Very well, thanks. Very good. There was a bit of an emergency last Tuesday when she slipped and fell in the bathroom. We took her to hospital and she's fine now. It was just a minor injury. But as part of the premium service you're paying for, there was a fully trained nurse on duty to help. Besides that, your mother seems to be very happy here. Very happy. Very, very happy. So anyway, how can I help?
Well, I got a letter from my mother 2 days ago, and she has a very different story to tell. She informs me that she isn't happy. I'll read out a few extracts.
Okay.
She writes, "The nurses have 30-minute cigarette breaks and leave me unattended for most of the day. They never come when I ring the bell, and they sometimes give me the wrong medicine, but they just don't care. Also, the food is often cold, the room is dirty, and I haven't had a bath in a week. They've put me on a no-sugar diet, so I don't get any cake. One of the nurses took my radio away and never gave it back, and there are no excursions or leisure activities like before. Also, we used to have dances on Wednesdays, card games on Thursdays, films on Friday evenings, and theater plays at the weekend. But they've stopped all that now. Oh, and the heating is turned off at night. The air conditioning never works, and we're stuck in our rooms for most of the day. The worst thing is that it's noisy at night, so we can't sleep. The walls are very thin, so I can hear everything. So, what have you got to say about this?"
"Well, I don't know what to say because..."
"I pay good money to keep my mother here. I don't expect this kind of treatment. Do you know what happens to people who treat my mother like this?"
No, but I can imagine."
"And I'm sure you wouldn't want another inspection."
No, of course not.
"So, how about you drop those monthly payments from 2,000 euros to 1,000 euros, and you do a much better job of looking after my mother?"
"That sounds good. Very good. It's a deal.
"Good.
And I must say that it was a pleasure doing business with you."
"Goodbye."
"Bye." Whew.